Community members are gathering in Mount Barker tonight to discuss long-term strategies to fix traffic congestion problems in the region. With the population booming and the freeway in increasing demand, a forum's being held at the Wallace Cinema from 7pm. It's by the South Australian Transport Action Group and the local council, with a range of speakers and members discussing long-term strategies. Member for Mayo Rebecca Sharkey will be speaking at the event as well, and she joins me now. Hi there, Rebecca.
Hello, good to be with you, Jenny.
Yeah, good to have you with us. And judging by the amount of concern in the community and a few instances of freeway chaos in recent months, this is a really necessary conversation to have, isn't it?
Look, it certainly is. And I'll be going along tonight as the federal member. I think it's really important that we do the planning now because, as you said, you know, the community is growing in size, and not just Mount Barker. Strathalbyn has seen significant population increases as well. And all of that is putting pressure on the existing system we have. We've been able to get a lot of funding in for transport. You know, you would have seen late last year there was an announcement of $200 million from the federal government, $50 million from the state government to look at the freeway and congestion issues around Harndorf. But I think what we need now is a bigger vision and a comprehensive plan that looks at freight, that looks at public transport, as well as commuters that are heading down the freeway. So I think there's a lot of things we need to address, and this transport forum, I think, will help to flesh out some of those issues and see where the community is sitting.
Now, the state opposition has been critical this morning of the $10 million state budget allocation for a freight bypass business case. That follows the similar Globelink pitch, which they the government itself said didn't stack up last time. Any thoughts on this?
Well, there was $5 million in the federal budget, the budget that's just been to look at the Greater Adelaide transport needs, and in particular a bypass for freight. Hopefully, I'd like to think, you know, heading from the back of Mount Barker and coming in. But, you know, I think we need to put aside the two major parties, you know, each saying what the other one's done wrong or doing wrong. I mean, we had trains up here until the mid-'80s, and that's something a lot of people haven't forgotten. And we had a previous state government that made the decision to draw a big circle around Mount Barker and say this will be a major regional centre. I think it's a little bit cute for Labor at a state level to then point the finger at others. It's going to need a bipartisan approach. It's going to need local, state and federal funding to look at how we can find resolutions to these issues. But finger pointing is not going to help get the solutions happening.
Yeah, and you reckon not one solution fixes all, like just a train line, for example?
Look, I think it needs to be more comprehensive than that. It needs to look at park and ride facilities. It does need to look at public transport. I'm open to trains. I'm open to an O-Bahn. But I think I'm open to, you know, having dedicated bus lanes, particularly because, I mean, this is the other part to it. We're talking about the freeway here. But anyone who's a regular commuter down to the city knows, as soon as you get to Glen Osmond Road, it's a car park. So these it needs to have a whole of transport and transit view. And I think we also need to recognise that we've had many trucks that have been involved in serious accidents down the freeway. We do have those arrestor beds, but we also need to look at how we can get some of that freight off the freeway as well to address congestion.
Member for Mayo, Rebecca Sharkey's with us. Tell us about your so-called sports rorts petition. What are you calling for?
Well, look, I put forward that petition on behalf of the Goolwa Pony Club that organised the petition. I think it's a lot of frustration at a local level, but really right across the nation about how that whole sporting infrastructure fund was allocated. We know that many organisations in our community, many sporting organisations had very high ranking applications, but they missed out on infrastructure funding, which has, you know, become that whole sports rorts saga. And I was disappointed that we didn't have any allocation of funds in the budget that just passed with respect to sporting infrastructure. So that petition was organised by the Goolwa District Pony Club. I put forward that petition to the Parliament. It had a significant number of signatures, and I spoke about the needs for us to have future community sporting infrastructure program rounds, and for those to be merit-based. We saw with the last one that while it was technically merit-based, there were some significant changes made even after we went into caretaker mode at the last election. And I think that fundamentally, right across our community, we think that that's unfair. We have been able to get a lot of clubs to upgraded, but that's been through, you know, my direct lobbying of the federal government. But to not have future rounds that are, you know, open and available right across the nation needs to change, because we have so much sporting infrastructure that was built in the 40s and the 50s by volunteers, upgraded, perhaps, you know, had some refurbishments in the 80s, but clubs don't have $5 million in their back pocket to upgrade their sporting infrastructure to make it accessible for everyone. And so I think the federal government needs to look very hard at what happened with Sports Rocks, but fix that by making sure that all of those organisations that had a high merit application are funded. It's about righting the wrong.
Mm. So what's the likelihood the petition will gain any traction? What's going to happen with this petition now it's been tabled in federal parliament?
Now sits there on the, with the federal government. It sits there on the in Hansard, and really it's now up to, I think, both the major parties as we're heading into the next election to say exactly what they're going to do, how they're going to fix this, because not having future rounds, to my mind, does not fix it. It doesn't address it at all. So we need to make sure that that those who missed out get their funding, and that there is a commitment to future rounds.
Rebecca, you're going to be hosting a renewable energy event on Thursday. What's that all about?
I am. Well, Helen Haynes, the member for Indi, and that community has done some amazing work around creating local renewable energy hubs. And so I thought, well, I'll invite the member for Indi to our electorate to share their local power plan with us, to see what we could do, like the community of Indi. Helen and I are both co-chairs of the Parliamentary Friends for Climate Action. We do have a number of people who have already RSVP'd to this event. It's on Thursday night. It's being held at the Stirling RSL from 7 to 8:30. If people are keen to come along, please jump on my website, rebeccasharkey.com.au, and register. Registrations are essential so that we can make sure that we are adhering to all COVID requirements. But I think it'll be really exciting to hear how the Indi community has been able to start and thrive with so many different renewable energy projects.
Oh, great. And your positive ageing forum still on next week?
Certainly. We've had a lot of people register. So we've got on the 15th of July, that's the Adelaide Hills one. Now that's from 9 till 1pm at Cornerstone College. We picked Cornerstone College because we wanted a big open area with lots of parking and easy access. Unfortunately, Ida Buttrose will not be able to come anymore to the event. She has promised me she'll come to another event later in the year because of COVID and because Sydney's locked down. So we do have another keynote speaker to talk about dementia. But we also have Graeme Goodings, and many of your listeners would know Graeme Goodings, and he's going to come and talk about bowel cancer. And really the whole event is about how we can all age really well. It's something you can't change. It's happening to all of us. And we have so many interesting guest speakers. Many people know Ian Henschke from National Seniors. And there'll also be lots of stands at the back to collect information, put in your goodie bag. We've got some wonderful morning tea, including some very special donations that have been made. So I think people are going to have a great time. So that's in the Adelaide Hills down on the south coast. Maggie Beer, a South Australian icon, will be coming and talking about nutrition at every stage of life. Ian Henschke will again be coming to the south coast one, as well as Karen Barkler from Age Rights Advocacy. And that's, I think, an incredibly important area of information, because just because you're getting older, it's sometimes people feel that their rights are being eroded. We need to make sure that people feel really empowered. And so there'll be a whole range of great speakers, a great morning out. It's all free, and people will leave with some great goodie bags. And that one is at Investigator College, and that's on Friday the 16th.
How can people register?
They can jump on rebeccasharkey.com.au, but if you're not connected to the internet, just call my office on 8398 5566, and we'll book you a seat.
Thanks for your time today, Rebecca.
No worries. Thank you. Have a great day.